He's ready.
I can count the times I've been late in my life on one hand.
I know.
And I'm nearly 90 years old.
Welcome to Married to Portuguese. On each episode, my English-Irish husband, Bob, and I discuss and laugh about our life and adventures in the Portuguese culture.
Bom dia.
Bom dia.
Boa tarde.
What?
Good night.
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Not.
That was very good.
Well, thank you.
You've been practicing. I know you've been practicing. I don't know if we mentioned this before, but just to get out there for people who are learning a new language, Bob has really stuck to, besides looking, reading, or looking at the words and working on that, to also listen to Portuguese music.
Yes, a lot of it.
Yeah, I've been hearing Portuguese music being played all the time, and it's like, oh my goodness, I feel like I'm back home growing up, because he's listening to Fado a lot. And, of course, my mom, that was like one of my mom's favorites, so.
Mm-hmm. It's really helping. Again, I may not know what they're singing about, but the words are starting to break apart. It's not just all a singular sound, and I'm trying to stick to at least 15 minutes a day. Of study.
So those words came out very nice this time, Bob. They did. So good job.
Obrigado.
Oh, thank you.
Look at me. Well, we have a fun topic. I don't know how we've missed this so far.
I don't know how either.
So we were at an event a week or so ago, and there were a number of folks who were tardy, and including the folks who were hosting the event.
The actual hosts.
The actual hosts.
Yes.
And it was a Portuguese-themed event. And there were like 500 people there. It was a lot of people.
Yes.
And nearly everybody was connected to the Portuguese community, which was which was fun.
Everybody knew everybody there.
Yes. It was all friends. And so there was a lot of joking about Portuguese time.
Because it was an hour. We were there waiting an hour. And we're like, oh my goodness, this is enough. Kind of thing. And everyone went, it's Portuguese time, you know. And so I'm like, okay, all right, yeah, you're right. This sometimes, I guess, okay. Then it went to 2 hours. And
maybe we misunderstood the invitation.
I don't know about us and the 400 and some odd other people that were there. I don't know. But It was 2 hour wait. It was a 2 hour wait.
It was time well spent visiting with friends.
You know what? We had an amazing time, but it was 2 hours. So the event was like, you know, whatever it was like, it's that time, be there at that time. That was the time. And we got there before that time because we tried to be as punctual as we can. Bob more so than me. That is the honest truth. He is like waiting, like it's this time. It's like he's ready.
I can count the times I've been late in my life on one hand.
I know.
And I'm nearly 90 years old. Almost a whole full century. And
yes. And what's funny is when people say it's Portuguese time, I always go, that's not how I was raised. You know, I can't get any more Portuguese, but that's not how I was raised.
That's how you are. It's not how you were raised.
It's how I am now, but it's not how I was raised.
You've leaned into Portuguese time.
Oh, I've leaned in really nicely, and it feels comfy, too. It does. It feels real comfy.
No, it's stressful.
It does. And I'm okay.
Odd time is late.
Well, that's the thing. My parents were sticklers for being early and on time.
Wonderful people.
They were. And that's why they loved and adored you. So, yeah.
Dependable people you could count on.
And I think because I wanted to do, sometimes I would, you know, push back. I went the opposite way.
You'd rebel.
That was my way of rebelling, was to be late.
Why are you rebelling against me? That's what I don't understand. Why are you rebelling against me?
I'm not rebelling against you.
You're late. I'm on your side. Don't rebel against me.
So, yeah. So, in all of this, you know, at the end of the, like, when it was reaching the 2 hour point, even I went, oh boy, okay. This is long. This is long, folks. So, the question for you guys who are listening to this or watching it and listening, what exactly is the proper When you say Portuguese time, what does that mean to you? Does that mean an hour late? 15 minutes late? 2 hours late? And is that okay? Is that okay? Because it's Portuguese time.
I wonder what the origins of that is. I mean, it's a cultural, because you hear that all the time. Other nationalities as well. That there's late people and they just blame it on the culture. And like, I could see for like the Azores, probably Madeira as well, like island time. You know, it's...
Island time for me is completely different than when we say Portuguese time. Or Portuguese time. Let's say Portuguese time when we're in the islands. Lunch is 2 hours. It's in the middle of the day. Things are not as... Come on, let's get hurry up. Let's get things going. Because when we go there, it's like, okay, come on, let's go. Let's do this. And I've got my whole family going, calma, Maria, calma. It's okay. Go slow. Relax. So it's more of a very laid back, we'll get it done. It's going to get done. There's no need to hurry. You know, don't stress it. That's how I see it there when they say island time or Portuguese time when we're there. Not that they're not on time. Because my family is on time.
Good people.
They're on time.
Good.
There is none of them that are like, oh, I'll be there at, you know, 6 and then it's 7 and they're still not there. No, no, no. They're there. If they say we'll be there for 6, they're there for 6. So we can't say it's across the board.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah. So.
But, I mean, all right. So the island time thing's interesting because, especially compared to life here in the United States, where their breakfast is simpler.
Yeah.
That's not just in the Azores either. We found that in other countries, except for Ireland. They generally had a big breakfast. But
they
otherwise,
have a big breakfast.
You know, a simple breakfast, but you're right. Lunch would go for 2 hours, and then, you know, they ate much later.
Oh, dinner was, started at 8?
8 o'clock on average.
Yeah.
So, you know, they pace themselves. They take time, and they enjoy the process, which is really nice. And, you know, we'll get to it after our two-hour meal where, you know, we're eating at our desks, we're eating at our steering wheel, we're, you know, we don't give any time to the enjoyment of our meals. So there is that.
Yes.
And we certainly cut off the social interaction, particularly here in the Northeast, right? If you buy something, there's no small talk with the cashier. You know, you're lucky to get a thank you.
Maybe you.
Well, that's fair. That is a fair point.
Because I have cashiers. And I haven't seen you in a while. How's everything? Well, whatever. I never have that problem.
You
sorry.
You have a different experience everywhere. Like, I travel a lot for work. I will be like third person from scanning my ticket to get on the plane. And, you know, the gate agent will be having a great old time laughing with each person. And as soon as I go up and I'm smiling, they just stop. Like, just cold. And this happens all the time to me.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know. And I'm just the opposite. I'm just the opposite. So I have like everyone.
They want to talk to you.
They all. And this has been all my whole life.
Nobody wants to talk to me.
This has been my whole life. My whole life. It isn't like now because I have a book or I'm on TV. It's been all my whole life. And that is when the girls were little and we would take them on trips and we're in the plane. And you had to sit with the girls because the girls needed to be with daddy because they needed to hold his hand. I had to sit on on the other aisle or whatever. And I'm sitting with complete strangers. But by the end of the trip, we talked the whole time and I just sat there and listened to the person telling the story. And I knew that family's whole life at the end of that trip. And at the end, I'd be like, so Bob, you know, this, I just heard this like really interesting story from someone. And he'd be like, yeah, I don't care. He'd be like, I don't want to know. And there lies it. So sometimes you're like, oh, why didn't they tell me, you know, whatever. And it's like, because you don't want to know. You've got that face of like, don't bug me. And I've got a,
never been said before, but I guess now. You're feeling very comfortable with our audience.
Very comfortable. But isn't it?
No, I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree. I disagree. I think I have a lovable face that people want to talk to.
I think you have a lovable face. Heck, I love you. So, of course, I think you have a lovable face. I mean, that's not the issue. You know, the issue is you like to be left alone. You do. Strangers?
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm at the grocery store, I'm not out there to make friends.
I'm not out there to make friends either, but...
But people want to make you their friend. I just want to get my bananas and my chicken breasts and get home. That's all I really do. And I know if you go grocery shopping solo,
yes.
If you're just running to get a few things, yes. You're going to be gone a while because you're going to run into people. And this has always been the case. Yeah, your show or whatever.
Always.
But you will also randomly talk to people in the aisle.
I do. Because sometimes... it'll be someone, like, looking at something, and I've always gone, like, oh, I feel like I need to help them sometimes. I don't know.
I never feel that way.
See, I do. And then, or if someone's much taller than I am and I have to get something on the top, I look around and I see whoever is taller than I am. I go over to them, say, can you please help me? I need to get... And they do that, and then we start talking.
I'll help somebody in that situation. I'll see... seek that out if they need help. But if they're holding a can of something, I'm not going to interrupt them and talk to them about.
Well, if someone's got a cup of whatever it is and they've got that look of like they really would love to have an answer on it and be like, are you okay? Do you need any help? And then they'll like, oh yeah, I need. And so there it is.
Yeah, that's.
See, there you go.
So let's bring this back to Portuguese. So apparently, Portuguese time.
Yes.
Allows you to enjoy your meal.
Yeah.
Enjoy your social interactions.
Yes.
And you will get to where you're going after you've enjoyed those steps.
I guess that's a way to say it.
Well, I'm trying to be nice.
So, what do you really want to say?
Well, I don't know why else you'd ever be late.
Well,
unless you were enjoying the process of your day. Which, that's fine.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Or the point of, we'll get there when we get there.
No, we get there at the appointed time. The appointed time is 4 p.m. We're there at 4 p.m. When we were dating, if I said I was going to pick you up at 6 o'clock, I was there at 6 o'clock.
Yes, you were.
And
you
I lived a distance away.
You did.
Punctuality is next to godliness.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I had someone tell me once that if you... are late to things, then you are showing disrespect and that their time is not valuable, but your time is. So, and...
A veritable Socrates was talking to you.
Well, no, I had this... it wasn't you that said that.
Well, no, I'm not taking credit for that, but I'm trying to...
You didn't.
Just a wise
person. And I heard that and I went... No, you're absolutely right. And I have tried my best to always be on time, but it might be a few minutes late, not hours late, some minutes late.
Okay.
Minutes.
Tens of minutes. It's gotten easier with the kids out.
It has.
All right. So I think we've solved it.
You've solved it.
Yes. Portuguese time.
Yes.
Involves enjoying your meal or enjoying your social interactions. And you can't guarantee the length of those interactions. You're not going to rush through a meal. You're not going to rush through the interactions. You're going to get there. So I guess we're going to assume when somebody's late, it's because they were enjoying their meal or their social interactions.
Okay.
Not because they think that their time is worth more than my time.
Okay. Yeah, then that would be a problem.
That would be infuriating.
That would be a problem. I think that would be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of time, we should give everybody their time back.
Yes, your time back, guys.
Excellent. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks.
We hope that this was as cathartic for you as it was for us.
I felt I've had a session of sorts. I got it all out.
I'm all stressed out.
You are not. Are you all stressed out?
I'm a little stressed out.
Oh, no.
Just thinking about being on time. I'm a little stressed.
Oh, see? cool as a cucumber here. That's fine. It's
Portuguese time.
It's Portuguese time. Sorry, guys.
See, now I have to go edit this. I have to get it posted. I got a lot to do.
It's okay, sweetheart. It's okay.
It's not okay.
It is. It's okay. So bye, everyone.
Waiting.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
It's okay, sweetheart. It'll be. It's okay.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, and we'd love to hear your ideas for topics. Ciao.